The Camp Fire was the most destructive fire in California's history and the world's costliest disaster of 2018. 19,000 homes were destroyed, at least 85 people were killed. With a perfect storm of climate change, increased fuel loads, and misguided fire protection policies, you might well ask yourself, how are we not seeing more disasters on this massive scale? Well, some experts have certainly been asking that question, and today you'll hear from Matt Fidler. He's the creator of the podcast and radio series California Burning, and he brings us this story.
There are hundreds of fire-prone towns like Paradise in the California foothills. After the campfire, I wanted to know not only why Paradise burnt so badly, but after doing more than a year of reporting on our fuel-loaded forests, why other high-fire-risk towns haven't been destroyed by fire. It was a question I posed to fire geographer Zeke Lunder.
Historically, the towns are still there because maybe we've got like one day per decade where you've got the weather conditions that could support a large destructive fire. You can have hazardous conditions, but unless you have the ignitions to start a fire, then nothing happens.
This is why this kind of large-scale devastation from wildfire hasn't been common in the past.
But with these longer and longer fire seasons and these longer and longer dry periods, it just suddenly, you go from maybe you had the conditions one day a decade to maybe now you have the conditions one day a year or 2 days a year. And so you've got, you know, suddenly you're like 10 or 20 times more likely to have that bad combination of weather, dryness, and ignition that's going to cause the next campfire. Things are changing, and a lot of it has to do with that, the length of window that we're kind of exposed to that risk.
To understand these changing conditions, I reached out to my colleague Dave Schloem. He's a science communicator and host of NSPR's science show, Blue Dot.
Because the climate is warming, you are getting a much longer fire season. In other words, it's getting warmer and drier earlier in the spring and later in the fall. So that fire season is lengthening. The real key thing to look at to me is the overnight low temperatures. You can see that there has been a steady trend of those going up. And that's really the signature of climate change in California. And coupled with that, of course, the high temperatures during the day, those dry out vegetation stress the plants, and then coupled with the drought we had there for several years, you know, created the catastrophic situation we've had since, you know, basically from 2012 to 2018.
And this added stress from drought and higher temperatures makes trees more susceptible to pests like the now infamous bark beetle, which are killing trees all over the West Coast, making fire conditions worse.
You know, you can definitely see it if you fly over the forests, you know, like, you know, from, say, Denver to California. You can see the devastation of the brown trees killed by the bark beetles. And what's happening is because the temperatures in winter are warming, those overnight lows are not cold enough to cause the, you know, long periods of freezing that would kill off a lot of these beetle larvae in the wintertime, they're able to survive and then breed and infest more and more forests.
Now, the bark beetle is a native species here, and they play an important part in maintaining our forests. But when the weather conditions change like this, there's nothing to keep them in check.
It's the overnight lows in the wintertime especially that's not controlling the bark beetle like it used to. You know, they're a natural part of the ecosystem, or they used to be, but now that ecosystem is changing because of the warming temperatures and the bark beetles are starting to kill more and more trees.
Science can predict a lot about wildfire. For more science-related wildfire answers like these, go to californiaburning.net or wherever you get your podcasts. In Chico, California, I'm Matt Fidler.
This story is an excerpt from the new podcast, California Burning. You can hear the full hour-long version of today's story Sunday morning at 10 here on KRCB-FM, and you can subscribe to California Burning wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at norcalpublicmedia.org.